Welcome to the Gray People Podcast, episode 10.
Welcome to the Gray People Podcast, where topics that people expect to be black and white are discussed by going into the gray areas. And now, your trio of hosts, Sebastian Zuniga, Reyna Rivera, and Randy Felice.
Welcome, everybody, to the Great People Podcast.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back.
We really appreciate however you might be listening to us.
Or watching.
starting it today. Today, it was brought to our attention by a couple, you know, listeners, which is pretty fun that they've been active with us, about the expectation that society has for us in marriage. Has it changed? Talk a little bit about age. How is it nowadays? People's preference of, you know, living together before marriage or just jumping straight into marriage. Just a little bit of everything. We're just going to touch about on those subjects. So what do you think, Randy?
I think it's crazy how, you know, a lot of the things have changed, obviously, from time before. You know, you have back, if you look at the early, like, 1950s, 60s, 70s, of course, culture in general, a lot of things have changed. But I think marriage is the one thing that kind of is always there in the back of everybody's minds, you know, whereas, like, if you're dating somebody, where's that going? And hopefully eventually marriage.
Correct, yeah.
I think as times change, you know, people change with it. So, for example, our generation may not be so crazy when it comes to, like, pregnancies and things like that. Where,
true story.
You know, even though when I was a kid, I didn't necessarily understand it as much because, of course, I wasn't of age to understand it. But I do remember people or kids, I guess, getting together, hooking up, and, like, the girl ends up pregnant, and the dad would be like, yo, you're taking her, that's it. Like,
I feel like that has to do, like you said, with culture, because back then,
culture, where you live, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly, because I feel like back then, it was kind of like, you as a woman, you would get pregnant, maybe you thought that your life was over, like, I can't do this alone, I depend now on a man to take care of me and my child, so now I'm forced to get married. But nowadays, I feel like women are independent. Like, if a woman...
they independently get pregnant too, Reyna.
No, but I'm saying, yeah, but they can get pregnant and now they see the opportunities that they have to just, you know, go life alone with their child without needing that man to provide for them.
Yeah, I guess, but I think part of it, you know, you have, for example, almost like that pride of a father that's like, yo, you're not going to knock out my daughter and just, like,
here she is. Type of thing.
Exactly. Like, I'm going to make you a man since you want to be a man and you're going to take this woman and grow up. Like,
I guess it just breaks down all culturally, you know, where you're from, where you live. I have seen that somebody gets pregnant and you're like, hey, we're just going to get together. We're going to work this out. That's cool.
And some people still do it today where you get, you know, you get pregnant and it's like, now we got to plan a wedding real quick so this doesn't look bad, I guess, in society, you know. And
you never know society or people's families or who knows, maybe the way they grew up.
The church.
I don't know what church you're speaking of because we're not singling anybody's church out here. but yeah, I get you. Some sort of religious belief, cultural, your family, everybody.
But even then, you know, talking about church, you know, and again,
once again, we don't know what church we're talking about.
Talking about the LDS church. Oh, since that's what's around us.
No, dropping.
Yo, we're not dropping.
No, I'm just
cut
saying.
Me out of that part of the episode because we might need those sponsorships later.
No, I'm talking about, you know, you have this expectation of, like, you know, this is going to happen. You're going to go through life as a man of the church. And then when you reach this age in life, you're going to have to get married and you're going to have to start a family.
Provide,
and
I think it puts, take care, all that kind
it
of stuff.
It puts a different type of pressure. And I think, you know, it's not a bad thing at the same time. If that's what you believe in and that's what you want to do, then your life is going to revolve around that and you're not going to see anything.
I think overall maybe things have changed just because you see a lot of people. Maybe this whole marriage thing, and I don't want to dive too deep into that, but it might be more of a, not only society, but you look at a lot of marriages, obviously, are done through a religious, you know, avenue or something, because, you know, whatever it is that you practice, they have a ceremony of marriage, so then that's what you do. Yeah. I feel like a lot of times, a lot of people nowadays, which is cool, they're like, hey, let's move in together, let's get to know each other, see how that works out, and if that works out, we'll go ahead and do it. Not saying that they haven't been doing it, you know, for years and years, but maybe in today's society now it's more accepted than it was,
say,
20, 30 years ago, like, hey, you and me are secret living together, we're going to see how this works out. But now, you know, it just seems more open to people, like, hey, let's just live together, see how it works out, and we'll go from there, and people are more understanding to that fact than maybe they were 30, 40 years ago.
Do you think for some people today, that's like a must. Like before, you know,
it was a must to live in.
Or honestly, you have to. Yeah,
I've talked to, you know, I've talked to a couple women, not too many. Nah, I've talked to a couple, and for a couple women, it is very important. They're like, I want to live with this person before to see what it's like, and then for some other, no, I think it just it's preference. But I do see it's probably more spoken that saying, hey, let's, you know, I want to be with somebody and live with them for, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years before I decide that I could be with that person forever, you know?
Yeah, and I think for me, you know, in our case, for me, I ever since I remember being kind of like of age to start thinking about a girl and whatnot, or like maybe moving in and all that stuff, I think for me it was very important to do that, to actually move in with somebody and understand their habits. I just, personally, I have
understand
that.
Your habits.
Or that, too.
I am very happy that that was the step that we took, because I would have been so shocked.
No, for sure. And that's the thing, you know. I think for me, it's very important that this person understands that this is what you're getting, you know what I mean? If I'm this way or that way, it's what it is. And I think for some of those, when I started looking at it, I think some of those people that just, oh, we gotta wait till marriage to
and
move
that's
in.
Probably like a lot of people say that their first year is like the roughest year, but it's practically because you haven't probably lived with that person, you know, because if you already go through that process, then
well, say,
your first year should
the
be
the first year of marriage is the most beautiful one.
Nah, I heard
I
people say
the first year or
that
the second
is the hardest.
Year is
the
I thought they said the first year of marriage is the most beautiful one because you guys are on
the
honeymoon stage.
I don't know.
Well, apparently Rain has been had a really tough year one. First,
no, what I'm saying
season.
Is what I'm saying is that because we lived together before, all of my years have been pretty much great. Like I don't have any complaints because I already knew what I was getting myself into.
Hey, don't
right there.
Oh my bad.
Oh okay, so
worse.
But let me play devil's advocate now since we're here, just to understand maybe a little bit of the philosophy and the understanding behind this. So people, when they say, hey, I'm gonna go ahead and live with this person before marriage, but I won't just jump straight into marriage. And they love each other either or whatever it might be. I'm not saying, I'm just hypothetically asking this so I could, you know, help the listeners and the viewers out. So people are like, I'm going to move in with this person. And if it doesn't work, then we can go our separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing tying us down as far as a marriage.
Yeah.
That's why people go ahead and do this. That's why people get into the marriage. Instead of saying, hey, I love this girl, I'm just going to go ahead and get married, and if it doesn't work out, I'll just divorce. Why? Let me understand.
I think it's, for me, was more like the understanding that, yo, I really like this girl. You know, we have a relationship, and we're having a lot of fun together. Now, you know, the next steps, like society puts out there is, oh, is this headed to marriage? And people always ask, you guys been together for a while, where is this headed? Or where, you know, when you guys gonna get married?
You can only like go to so many movies.
No, but for me it was like
to so many dinners and then actually like
partially understanding,
but
interact with the person in private.
Oh, but we're going back to that marriage,
kind of like
that living portion.
Exactly, kind of understanding that's where this relationship's headed. I feel like, okay, the next, for me, logical step is, let's move in together. Let's see how this actually works out. And hey, maybe you get sick of me. And hey, I think we better figure this out now, because when you're married with two kids and a mortgage and everything and everybody's
but
names.
Why are we thinking that far? Why don't, and once again, I'm just, you know, devil's advocate here thinking, why not move in, why not marry that person and just move in?
Figure it out.
And
then
before kids or anything like that.
Marriage for me is like, so definite. Like, I know you can get a divorce, but I'm the type of person that I'm just like, I want to get it right.
And I think it's
the
it's
first
actually,
time and let it be the only time.
To be honest. Part of it is the religious side, I think.
So I go back to this, because this sounds, and this is going to be a good question. I want people to answer this one to themselves, because it just sounded funny to me. So I guess you can meet somebody and you could say, hey, I've only been married one time.
Yeah.
But I lived with 10 people before. It just didn't work out. So that's what I'm hearing here. Or you could say, I've never lived with anybody, but I've been married twice.
I mean, if you have a girlfriend tomorrow, are you going to just move in with her?
No, no.
Exactly.
But
move in with the person that you think you're going to take that next step with. I would hope that is not 10 people, because damn, you're a freaking social marriager or what is it?
Here's the thing.
No, I'm not attacking anybody, because there might be somebody listening that says, damn, I've been living with 7 people in the last 8 years.
Unless you need like a roommate to cover your bills.
From what I get from your question is, obviously, which one is worse? 10 people that you moved in with and obviously like did all these things with, or somebody that you just had two marriages before? I think for me, for some reason, when you say I've been married twice, just kind of adds almost like 20 years to your life. It's like, holy shit, you've been married twice?
Because it makes
you
wonder, like, why didn't it work out?
their marriages could have been short-lived, and these roommates that you guys, these roommates that you guys pick up could have been for years. I don't know how that works.
No, I don't know. I think
it's what would you do? Would you marry your girlfriend that you've probably been with for a year? Just go ahead and marry because you love her, or would you move in and find out more about her?
I'm very patient, so.
So you just live separate?
See what happens?
So you're saying, what would I do? Yeah. This isn't about me, but.
Whoa. But I'm playing devil's advocate.
So either, I can do either or. I'm very simple. If somebody, you know, hey, let's get to know each other, let's live together, then let's do that. If I kind of have a decent idea, but no, the older you get, the more you'd want to know. Like me at this point,
like where's the head?
Let's live together a little bit. Let's figure this out. Maybe if I was a little younger, I'm not dating myself, but if I was, you know, in my late teens, early 20s, then I'd maybe be like, yeah, let's go ahead and sign the paper and figure this out.
And the thing is, I think
but no, we got to live together probably.
Like, the religious background, I think, has a lot to do with it. You know, because even though I'm not the most churchy person, I think for me, there was always that vision of like a family that's going to be married through the church or whatever the case is.
You know,
not a specific church in general, but like the marriage idea of like, yo, as a man, one day my hope is to get married and have a family.
And you know, to me that's very interesting, because then we dive into more questions and more things that, you know, not necessarily I'm trying to get into, but it's like, okay, if you look at it from a religious aspect, people are saying, well, only gonna marry one time, or you know, if people get married more than one time, it just didn't work out. Hey, life is life, I understand. But people have that, like, maybe that belief of their religion or whatever they believe in. But I'm pretty sure like a lot of people's beliefs are telling you, hey, don't move in with this person before marriage. You know what I mean? So it goes either or.
But as a person in any religion, I think you pick and choose
what's best for you.
The solution
I really like this principle.
Stay single and have fun.
No, I can tell you in general, like, you know,
I'm just
my hope is obviously that this works out for life. But I personally think, like, if me and Reyna don't work out, I don't see myself getting married.
Can you not throw
again.
That into the universe, though?
Knock on wood, I guess, then.
That ain't what?
This is what.
Okay.
No, but I'm saying, like, I just don't picture, like, now I think to the maturity level that I'm at.
Reyna's like, I'm going to have eternal roommates.
If you guys were to go your other ways.
Oh, by the way, guys, he was our best man. And this is what he's doing to us.
If you guys were to go your separate ways at this point, would definitely move in with somebody before you get remarried.
Randy would have multiple roommates.
What about you, Reyna?
Me?
Reyna, if you went a separate way, God forbid, I don't even like to talk about this kind of stuff.
I think it depends on the reason why we're no longer together. I mean, if
he cheated, that doesn't depend.
Hell yeah. Matter. If he cheated, I'm going to be a hoe.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Wow. That's a whole different show. Wow. So now
I never had the hoe phase, so I'm going to have it in my 30s.
Well, I'm happy for
that's
you.
That's not a pretty look.
But what we're trying to say for real is there's an expiration date to that as well.
Oh, you're out.
So what I'm trying to say is
life doesn't begin until your 30s.
Yeah, why not?
I think in part, you know, I look at it as like one thing that I think, you know, kind of like I was saying with age, now that I've been married for as long as we've been married and been together for as long as we've been together, I think that maybe the shine that being married had, not that it's died off, but it's not. I guess I lived it now. So I almost like.
He outgrew me, y'all.
So, no, what I mean is like, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, like, when am I going to get married? I'm like, yo, I know what that looks like. And
because people think of marriage as, oh, I love this person, we're going to be together forever, but they don't think about mortgage, bills.
Well, you know.
Randy's like, you don't either.
having to work.
I put this roof.
Ready.
No, I'm just saying, like, in
wait,
general.
Just so the people know that since it's officially, I guess, been out, people have been rumored asking, how long you guys been together overall?
So overall, 8 years, right? 7 years?
Seven and a half
together.
Time? And then how long have you been married?
Married about 4 is going to be November, so a little over three.
Wow, almost 4 years married. That's crazy.
So, but you know, it's just for me, I wouldn't be like, yo, like, now, I think it would also depend on whoever I get with next.
Whoa.
If you're out there.
Oh, no. Cut that out.
What the heck
what
is
are we
that?
Doing?
No. I mean,
Reyna, shout out to your future, too. Like, you don't know.
No,
she's a very beautiful woman.
No, what I mean is, like, I think it really depend also, like, you know, if for some reason I were to hopefully not, right? But be with somebody. Then if that person's like, yo, like, we got to get married. We got to get married. And if I really care that much, then, you know, you consider the options.
That's right? Like John Cena and Nikki Bella.
Yeah, you decide, you know what? Like, do I want to, do I lose this person and just, like, who cares about marriage? Or do I actually, you know what?
Okay.
Marriage wasn't so that bad.
Doing,
let's do it.
He's doing hypothetical, so you're hypothetical. Yeah. You're a single
she
woman.
She's going to be a hoe.
You're a single woman. How long would you date now, knowing all that you know, until you get remarried? Oh. Which is kind of fun.
I don't even think
you?
I would remarry, honestly. Well, and that could probably change, honestly, because before, like I said, I never thought I was going to be married to begin with.
So, because you guys met around 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we turned, yeah. Well, 20, we got together when 20. We turned 21, but we met
yeah,
at 20.
20 yeah. So, 21-year-old Reyna, when did she see herself married?
Well, that's the thing. I never thought I would be the type of person to be
I never
married.
Thought no one would marry you, too.
Dang!
No, no, okay, okay. So, 21-year-old Reyna never thought, like, I'd be married by 30 or 25.
Maybe, like, 35.
What about 21-year-old Randy? When did he think he was going to
I didn't think I was going to get married or, like, you know, be married with almost 4 years into it at 28. I, you know, maybe 30, 31.
Not the way he was going at 21.
Yeah.
See, Randy had his whole face. That's what I'm saying. Like, is that happening?
It was fun while it lasted.
There's a lot of disappointed people. They're like, 4 years?
They put in all that work. And it only took old little me to, you know.
Old little me to get you married.
No, but see, I don't know. I think
I'm like.
No, he's like.
No, my ring. I'm trying to show it to the people.
No, anyways. No, but yeah. The I don't know. But, you know, I think in society, like, that's changed a lot. You know, when you think about. Before, maybe, and I don't know what I obviously wasn't alive back then, but I think almost like you're going to be 18, you're a man. Now you go out there and you work the farms or whatever it was back at the time, and then you would get a wife and get kids and have 14 of them.
Nothing
that's what
goes
people
as
did
planned.
Before.
It just changes, I guess, in society with times, obviously. Like.
Which is
I think
funny.
Part of it for me is social media. I mean, think about like Tinder, for example. Before
and he's like, I got an account.
I'm like, damn, man.
My account's open. No, but what
is
I mean
this how
is,
you want to tell me?
No, like before, I almost look at it like you only had at your disposal, quote unquote,
what's
was
around you.
You,
correct?
And if you found the one that you're like, yo, like I vibe with this woman, and I'm gonna be with this woman, and they probably didn't use verbiage like vibe back then,
no.
But you know, it's
maybe
it's,
that's why people
said,
nowadays they don't think about marriage like that because
everybody's
so
vibing.
Easy to
everybody's vibing
just
with each other.
No, but you know, think about Tinder, right? It's swipe right and you hook up, and if it's not working out, it's like, what do I do? Like, I'll replace you by tomorrow.
I'll get somebody else,
and I'll get someone that I like. That's kind of
yeah.
Like,
now we're deep. Now we're obviously digging into some other conversation, which
but
is
I think
good.
That also
which
impacts.
Is really good. Of course, it has to impact just, and also maybe the simple fact that. Some people, the mentalities are different, you know, they like, I could get married, I can get divorced, or you get the, you know, other way of thinking, like, Reyna saying, like, if I get married, that's, I want that to be my last one,
my
so people kind
of,
so people kind of push that, you know.
As much paperwork as it may be, like, I really do think the best thing someone can do, if that's what happened and you got married and it's not working out, you just cut that shit out, like,
well,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, you're never going to stay in something that's not working.
No, but some people do, some people try to fight.
I also think the household is what also kind of influences, like, if you want to get married. Like, if you see your parents married for a very long time, then you're like, you know what? Maybe this could be
it's
for me.
Good here. Yeah.
Sometimes it can work a little bit different. That you brought that point. That's good. Because, let's see, I've seen marriage my whole life.
Yeah.
And it's cool, right? It's worked out. You know, I've seen ups and downs, but it's been worth it. I have my mother and my father, they have a good marriage. You know, I would say loving, all that good stuff. Sometimes, though,
he's
in
like,
my mind...
He's like, I was a product of love.
Sometimes, most definitely. but then sometimes, I randomly think, what if it jumps a generation? What if they married 30-plus years, but
and
I don't
get married?
Married.
Yeah.
But not in a... Not
would
in
they
a,
be upset if you don't get married?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think they'd get upset. They'd probably just be like, man, they're kind of sad, you know, because he's like, they don't want me to be by myself.
But I think, like you said, it really depends, because maybe you've seen... Your parents now have such a good marriage, and then you're like, yo, I'm going to be a great
exactly.
husband one
so
day.
Vice versa.
That's true.
I've seen a lot of people that they don't come from families that, you know, they had great marriages, and they're like, I'm going to turn that around and have a great marriage.
Yeah.
Or
people that say, I never saw marriage in my life, so I'm never going to be part of that either.
That's true. And I think it just really depends.
Just the person.
Really how you see relationships. Some people just don't care to get married, and they'll be a bachelor when they're 47
now,
with nice house.
I do want to touch on the people that technically never get married, but they're with somebody for many years. So there's also that. I'm of the belief that I do like the whole idea of marriage. I do like when people actually, whether that is some ceremony, and now I'm just talking because it's the actual act of either getting married, whether it's religious, at a, you know, something legal, whatever it is. I like the whole idea of marriage. But there's a lot to be said for people that never get married, but they've been together 10, 15, 20, 30 years.
And in my eyes, they're married. They're just without...
In my eyes, they're married.
I think in their eyes, too.
But in their eyes, they're probably just like, whatever. You know?
Any day now, this bitch
will go. Well, I mean, if I'm with him for 10 plus years and we're not married, but he refers to me as the girlfriend, then I'll be pissed because I'm like,
that's true.
I'm literally your girlfriend. Wife.
No, that's true. I think that's very.
I don't know. I gotta investigate some of that stuff.
Let's talk about that. Let's see what the percentages
Because I know, let's say like Oprah.
Aren't you like right legally now, married after a certain?
I think like 7 years. You're almost like it's like your legal companion.
Commonwealth, yeah.
But
yeah.
I remember reading that about something with like Oprah. Like, you know, she's not married, but she's been with somebody for many years. But anytime I heard her talk about it, she didn't refer to him as husband.
Yeah, that's true.
So, what did you say, partner?
The name. No, maybe Gary, partner.
No, I think
whoever,
the name. I think it was just the name.
Me and Freddie?
Johnny. Yeah, me and
How
Johnny.
How long you guys been together? 25 years. Damn. Not married.
That's...
Well, love is love. Don't attack, because I wish we could have Oprah on the
prenup,
show.
It's the prenup.
Don't say nothing crazy, because if I have to pick Oprah or you, Raina, you're out the door.
I think however you can get that steady... relationship, like I think you gotta respect it.
It just gotta be with two people, but let's wrap that up.
Anyways, but yeah, so moving on.
Pretty much, society has influenced me.
Of course,
and society has changed quite a bit since we were kids until today. Whatever is expected and whatever people do these days, I think it's changed a lot on that. So nowadays,
and Randy does not have a Tinder.
I do not have a Tinder at Randy0098. No, I'm saying I don't even know. But on the real, like. Marriage, if it's for you, it's for you. Get married if you want to get married. If you don't want to get married, if you want to get divorced,
do whatever makes you happy.
That's
people.
The bottom line.
Love is love is love is
love. Love. Yeah, exactly.
What is love?
Moving
Baby,
on.
Baby, don't hurt me.
Moving on to our next segment. 3, 2, 1 of the Great People podcast. So this is for those of you guys that are new to the podcast. This is where we each say something that was impactful for us through the week, something that we
maybe helped us through, something that we saw, something that we want to share.
Exactly.
I want to share.
Since we couldn't do last week, we should have something to really think
Go
about.
Go ahead, Raina.
So. I want to share, because it's not really like impactful, but it's just so hilarious to me, the beef between Wendy's and McDonald's.
What's going on
Wendy's
there?
Wendy's is savage.
Explain to me a little bit.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Wendy's just goes in on McDonald's and they're frozen meat. Like, they be putting up memes and it's just hilarious and... It's just funny to see both of them. Even Burger King, you know, as a... What is it? As an innocent,
innocent bystander. What is it? A casualty of war.
Yeah. Like they also get thrown at. So it's super funny. You guys should check it out. Twitter.
That's pretty good. I'm actually funny Instagram. Talking about, you know, I guess this week's impactful thing is fast food. I saw this video that kind of... I kind of understand it, but it really kind of breaks my heart that this is how people are. So this one guy got kicked out of a McDonald's for buying food for a homeless person. You know, and of course, he brought in the homeless person inside and bought him food. And I'm sure somebody must have complained. I don't think wherever this McDonald's was, I don't think the manager was like, not in my restaurant, you know, or whatever.
So basically, but they just kicked him out because he brought the guy inside.
Yeah, and it probably was, you know, the smell of the homeless guy or something like that that was disturbing the rest of the... patrons at the place where this McDonald's was. So I just, you know, for me, I'm like, I get it, but at the same time, I'm like, man, yeah, they may be homeless, but they're people too, you know what I mean? And you've got to understand that for me, I'll put up with the smell for 5, 10 minutes, 20, 30, an hour. Let the guy have a nice meal and whatever the case is. Like, who knows when the last time this was that this dude was able to sit down at a restaurant, which really is a fast food piece of shit restaurant if you want to really break it down.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm saying there's
we
no...
We might need McDonald's later.
No, I'm saying it's no $200 a plate restaurant.
You want to sponsor us in the future.
If McDonald's comes with $1 million offer,
we got to kick you out, Randy.
I just mean it's that. It's a fast food place. It's no high-end place. And when it comes to, I guess, you know, a McDonald's, I think it's okay. Now, of course... At a White House dinner with whatever, you know, I guess you probably won't be able to pass around someone like that with the rest of the group. But
it just sucks how that happened.
Yeah, but for me, I'm like, yo, like, this guy actually got kicked out because he bought, not the homeless guy. Like, it's funny because the video wasn't about, like, kicking out the homeless guy. It was the guy that bought him the food, and he was the one that had to go. So,
well, karma is a... the person who kicked him out would probably...
No, I think it's not even so much who kicked him out. I think as a manager, he probably had to do it because someone... It's either policy, but someone probably complained, and now they got to do something about it. They probably can't just take the complaint and be like, oh, just let him be. You know, someone's going to get more... I don't know, but that was my impactful thing.
What was impactful for you, Sebastian?
I'm going to tie it in with something, but...
You're like being back with you guys.
But now, true. Sure. But I'm going to tie it into something you just said, Randy, because about that. So actually, one time I was at an IHOP out here, which is, don't even remember which one, but it was, I think it was over by Rose Park or something like that. But point is, I was at an IHOP one day, eating IHOP or Denny's, now I forget. But that exact thing happened. So basically, there was a homeless guy outside, and he had a coupon on his phone, on like a little smartphone. And I was walking in with a couple people, and he said, hey, man, can I go in there with you? He stopped me in the parking lot. It was late. It was like 1 in the morning. And then he said, listen, I got a coupon. If you guys order any entree you guys order, it comes with a free ice cream. Oh. I just want to know if I can have that ice cream. I'm asking you for money. You guys are still going to buy whatever you're going to buy, but I get the free ice cream. They just need to scan it. He's like, I don't even have to sit with you guys. Okay, so the manager came out. He ended up letting us know that he'd be able to do this one time, but they're not supposed to give away food that way. Just kind of had a little conversation with him, letting him know, well, you know, we're still buying. It's just like if you're giving us the ice cream, but we're just asking you to give him the ice cream. And it was done at the end of the day, but I noticed that they were like, no, we don't want to do that because then we attract them to come in, and they'll keep doing this all the time. So kind of sucks. Point is that I did ask him, can you bring out the ice cream at the same time that we're eating our food? That way the guy can eat his ice cream at least, because it was just the ice cream. He said, yeah, but he said, hey, you know, just would appreciate if you wouldn't do this ever again. You know, okay, cool, no problem. But it's just very interesting how that was.
That was interesting. I mean, of course, you know, it drives it from them. I mean, if you're in the restaurant industry,
I'm sure there are, you know, some policies and businesses and has something to do.
And it makes sense. Of course, you probably don't want this to be the place where the homeless come and bring their coupons, and, you know, it's where that's your
restaurant. From a business side, he's looking at it, you know, he's taking up a whole booth. He's not paying anything, whatever it might be. He might be making other customers uncomfortable, like whatever it is. Yeah. I just try to help out with the bit I could.
It's interesting, because, I mean, for me, it just kind of comes down to, you know, the humanity side of things. I personally would like to think if I have a restaurant, that I will be like, yo, like, he's homeless, cool. Like, yeah, maybe I have to put him in the corner in the back, but, yo, let's give him some food. Let's treat him like decent people,
but what if, not saying that I don't agree with you, but, you know, what if the homeless guy brings along 5 other homeless friends?
See, that's right.
Then I think tricky, at that point we talk about it. Be like, hey, listen, I'm all to give you food, but, hey, I can't have it inside the restaurant. Let's work something out. Yeah, you have the coupon. Let's honor it, because I would honor it for any other customer. But, you know, I just can't have you taking up a booth. And I'm sure we could work out some kind of agreement. I don't know. It's just for me, I think we're like in one side or the other. And it's like either yay or nay. And it just, we dehumanize. Yeah, whatever that is. You know, we feel like once somebody's homeless.
So that was kind of just piggybacking what you said. But so something impactful. Maybe not impactful, but I got, let me see if I could put this in good words, because I read this. Kind of put it in my mind the other day, and I thought it was pretty cool. It's just something about, it's almost like a quote, but it's something to keep you positive. So it was saying basically in life to keep moving forward, no matter if you have something negative going on. It was a good example. If you're in a dark room, let's say you walk into your house and there's no lights, you cannot see anything, it's complete darkness in your house. But if you turn on your cell phone, there will be some light, correct? The house will still be dark, but it will not be completely pitch black.
Yeah.
So the saying basically said that sometimes we think our life is horrible, as bad as it can be. You need complete darkness to shutter out the little bit of light. But all you need is a little bit of light for it not to be completely dark.
So the way is,
no matter how many problems you have, challenges that you're facing, anything that you've got going on in life, if you go home to one little positive thing, everything is not bad. And that light will direct you.
I'm gonna hold on to my positive thing.
To where you need to go, to that tunnel with the full light. So picture it, if you're in a dark tunnel, there's no light, but you turn on your cell phone light, there's a little bit of light that's gonna get you through, and all you need to have is that little bit of light. Wow. So that's just what I want to let the people know.
No, that is really good. That is really good. I like that.
And that's that.
How am I gonna do the people's note after that?
Well, just be, for you out there, just be somebody's little light.
Sometimes. Exactly. Hey. There you go. Be somebody's little light. You know what I mean? And be your own light too. Damn it.
Let's do it.
Stop calling my ass.
You gotta love yourself.
Hashtag be the light.
Yeah, cool. All right, so do we want to do people's note?
I think that one was amazing. I don't even think we need it.
That's true. We're going to leave today's episode without the people's note, because that was just the people's note right there. Be somebody's light. Be a light for yourself. Get through the darkness. All shine you need is a bright. Little shine.
Just keep that in mind. And that was the most powerful thing of it all. When we think everything is completely dark, you would need all the darkness to cover up that little light, but you'll need a little bit of light to make it not completely dark.
Yeah, right there. But anyways, thank you guys for joining us for episode 10. We're so excited for all the support we've been getting. Thank you so much for the ideas for the show.
Leave us more ideas.
Yeah, thank you everybody.
Shout out to all the people that support.
Thank you everybody for the feedback. Because of your guys' feedback is why we actually implemented this little camera right here, because someone said it'll probably be a lot more fun if they could see us as we do the episode, and I do agree, and that's what we went through and did it.
Give the damn man a shout out.
Yeah, Dre Rocca.
We also want to give a shout out to the Dominican Diva. She listens to the show all the time. Yeah, she's giving good feedback. Aleka, we appreciate you. You know, anybody thank that you. Listens, please send us, you know, your feedback, any questions you have, any topics that we got to talk about. And that's pretty much it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Share it with your friends. Follow us on Instagram.
Let us know if you like the video.
Yeah, let us know if you like the video, what we need to do to improve it. But yeah, we really appreciate everybody's input. Share it, like it, comment.
Cut.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.